Harford and White. It's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
Well, I'll tell you what there's been on the Breakfast Club throughout the week. There's been way too much Melbourne. And we want to fix that. We want to do something about that and give the Bulldogs a bit of love and go inside the camp and see how things are tracking ahead of the big game. Saturday night at Optus Stadium for the AFL Grand Final. And Josh Dunkley is our man on the ground and ready to tell us more. And he joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, mate. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you, buddy. Great to have you with us. Now, it's not far away, this Grand Final. Now, you've had an unusual build-up in terms of timeline with that week off. How's it been for you getting through this period?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. I mean, you know, our final series has been week after week after week, so we haven't really had a spell for quite a while. So it's actually been probably a little blessing in disguise for us, you know, after a long season to get, you know, a week off and freshen up a little bit. So it's been an interesting build-up, but everyone's nice and fresh at the moment. Really looking forward to Saturday night.
Is there, has it been, I mean, obviously it is a different build-up. You've been through it before. This is the thing you have as an advantage over the D's. Is it anything like last time? It was the first time for a long time, the Bulldogs in 2016. It's 5 years down the track. It's in Perth. Clearly it's a little bit different. Is there anything you've done similarly or you know how to handle a bit better because of what you've experienced?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's probably been on record this week saying it, but I think, you know, 2016 felt like it went really quick. You couldn't really enjoy the build-up. It was that fast and everything happened so quickly. So the couple of week build-up into this one has definitely been some enjoyment out of it, and you can relax a little bit more. But I'll be lying to say that there's not a few sleepless nights, or like you're laying in bed at night time and you're still thinking about the granny. So it's been interesting and exciting, and I think the boys are really looking forward to just getting out there.
So I'm interested, Josh, are you, when you're lying in bed, are you thinking about what you've done previously, having won back in 2016 and all those great memories, or is it all about what you're going to have happen to you on Saturday?
Oh, it's probably more about Saturday, to be honest. Like, I'll forever remember the 2016 final where, you know, when you run out and you hear the crowd and even the grand final parade and the build-up and just the support from the fans that you get. So I'm sure it's going to be no different over here. You know, being out and about over the last couple of days, the Perth community are really, or WA community are really getting around the game. So it's going to be exciting. I think, yeah, more of those, you know, looking forward to the game rather than what we've done in the past. I think it's really important to stay in the moment and obviously be confident with how we've played over the last month or so, and take that into the game.
We spoke to Max Gawn earlier in the week, and we talked about the last time you played, and it was a win to the Bulldogs, and you played really well, and having played quite poorly against Melbourne earlier in the year in another top of the table clash. Do you see how it might play out, the game? Do you think it'll be similar to the MCG game? Did you learn a lot from that game? I'm just interested in what you're referencing going into Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm probably a bit of a harder one to tell that because I didn't actually play in both of those games. But upon reviewing them, I was, you know, obviously sat in the reviews, being injured and things like that. So, it was. I think you take a lot of confidence out of the second game, especially like Melbourne were able to shut us down in that first one. So it's interesting the way that it's gone this year. You know, we've played them three times when you look back to JLT or the Amy series game as well. So it's been a good showing, and we've come up against them a few times. So we know what to expect from them, and they're a great side. They've been one of the best sides all year. So to be playing against them in a grand final is not surprising. So we've just got to be at our best on grand final day, and hopefully that goes a long way into us, winning.
Are there games in the season, Josh, where when you do review them, you start to think and talk about, well, we might meet this team in a final at the end of the season because they're going okay and we're going okay. Are there those moments in the year and you just make little mental references and mental checkpoints about what happened in games? You talk about you not playing in these particular ones, but does Bevo talk about that through the year, that we might come up against these guys, so just pay attention to this sort of stuff?
Yeah, for sure. I think not in the early parts of the season because you're not too sure how it's going to pan out and you never know what's going to happen. But definitely, I think later in the season, like we played against Port in the last round, and we knew that they were obviously a quality outfit. They were fourth at the time on the ladder, and we might have come up against them again. So we did talk about that and, you know, taking note of, especially after the game, taking note of what they did to us and where we sort of weren't at our best. So there are conversations that are like that, but, yeah, not until probably later in the season. So obviously looking back now, we've played Melbourne, as I mentioned, a few times. So you take mental notes from those games. And, yeah, we do have a little thing in the opposition meetings where you write down things that you learnt from the opposition at those times.
Now, grand finals, as you well know, are the reason that you play. You want to win a grand final, be a premiership player. You are a premiership player at this point. What's looked likely to happen is that there'll be, there's changes. Keith and Waitman will come in for the Bulldogs, all going well, and there's a couple of changes. Do you look at pay attention to the players that perhaps might be on the edge? Do you see a different body language in this week, knowing that there's going to be a couple of decisions made?
No, not really. We're still unsure about how it's all going to go because the boys have still got to, prove their fitness for training and things like that. But they're actually all on track, so it'll be interesting to see how we go. But I think that's, I've spoken to a few people about it, but that's what makes, the good clubs great. And you've looked back over the last few premiers and you've got, Richmond and the Hawthorns, they've always got unlucky players missing out on grand finals. So it's squads that, that make grand final teams, and I feel like that's what we've got this year. And Melbourne are very similar. So it's exciting that we've got the competition for spots, and, guys are right on the edge there and putting pressure on the guys that are in the team. So it's great to be able to have that. It's probably a bit of a luxury for all of us. But, it's exciting that I think we can have the real buy-in from everyone in the group.
Selection competition always creates a strong team. You know what a strong team looks like. You've been a part of the best one in any season in 2016. What gives you confidence that what you've got is good enough on Saturday with your group?
Yeah, I mean, it's always... You think back to 16 and the side that we had, and we had a lot of senior players running around then, and, they hadn't really had the success before. So to have, guys that... Well, 5 years ago, we were playing in that final. So, the guys that were there then and now playing again in another one, it's 5 years of intelligence and knowledge on the game. And I think, obviously Bonty starts with our skipper. He's obviously leading from the front, and to have that experience in the team is very important. And I feel like, to be in this position that we are, it's exciting, and we can pass on that, what we learnt last time to the younger fellas that are playing in their first grand finals. So it's really good to be able to do that. And I think, it's going to go a long way for us on the weekend.
Do you think you're better this time than you were back in 2016, a better team?
Yeah, I feel like very similar team. We've got a lot of guys in, especially over last off-season, in Big Steph Martin and Adzi and guys that have come into the footy club, even Mitchie Hannon, who's playing a really important role for us at the moment. So, and then obviously to lose Brucey and have Shaq come in and play his role. So, I really feel like everyone's got confidence within the roles in the team, and it's really, as I mentioned, it's exciting. Hopefully we can take it up to Melbourne on Saturday and, really give it a shake.
And we spoke to Bont last week after the prelim final, so in the build-up to the grand final. We talked about rediscovering that form that you had through the middle part of the year because you had that little bit of a slump. But now... three games into a final series, do you feel like you're back to that sort of footy you were playing when you were on top of the ladder?
Yeah, I honestly do, because I think we've obviously throughout the season, I went out with a shoulder injury and Adzi hurt his ankle, so there's been some change especially throughout our midfield, and Steph Martin going down as well. So it's nice to build up and build that chemistry again, and getting Steph back last week was really good to help Timmy English out, that he can play, a little bit more forward and things like that. So it's good for us. And I feel like, it's been a different year, but as good teams do, they adjust on the run, and we've been able to do that and, hit form at the right time of the year, which is great.
I should ask about Adam. You mentioned him before, and he's become a really good mate of yours very, very quickly in Bulldogs colours. He had that tough build up to the preliminary final or something like that after one bad game, and the criticism was way over the top. But how's he been, and does he... I mean, I imagine this could be an absolute fairy tale for him considering what he's gone through over the last 12 months or so.
Yeah, it is. I feel like, it's hard when you're a player and the microscope goes on the four teams that are left in the final series. So for him to, obviously deal with it the way that he did, we try and, isolate everything that happens inside the four walls, and the outside noise just happens. But it was probably too hard, to be honest. Like, he was copping at left, right and centre, and it's not really fair, I don't think, on players to be able to receive that kind of feedback, and especially when he's, he's such a good player. And it's one game where he probably wasn't at his best. But we knew the next week that he would back up and play well for us. So, and he did that. So the proof was in the pudding. And it's just, yeah, as I mentioned, it's disappointing that people can come out and criticise players like that, because it does, you know, it does take a toll, especially, you know, after the year that we've had and or 2 years with COVID and things like that, being in lockdown and being isolated and on the road and everything's going on at once. And it's pretty hard to, you know, mentally be fresh and recover and move on from the next one. So I feel like he's done a great job and he's feeling really good and really excited about what this weekend could be like, and yeah, really determined to play well for us.
Has there been an element of self-reflection for you in terms of what this weekend could have been like had you been in other colours, perhaps 12 months ago? Red and black were pretty keen to get your services and prepared to pay a price, but you stayed with the Bulldogs and now you're playing another grand final. Do you reflect on that and what might have been in those sliding door situations?
No, not really. I haven't really thought about it too much. I probably will after the season, potentially. But yeah, at the moment, I'm all about this week, and I haven't even considered it, as I mentioned, unless I've been asked about it in the media. So
yeah, sorry to do that.
No, that's all right. yeah, like I mentioned, it's just I'm all about this weekend and really looking forward to Saturday and hopefully getting that win.
Who are you going to play on?
I'm not too sure yet. We haven't even had our opposition meeting yet, so we'll probably do that tonight, I reckon.
Righto, not giving too much away. I like that. I like that stuff from you. Now, we spoke to, Dale Morris, one of your premiership teammates from 2016 on Wednesday on the program, and he was talking about the theme that Bevo came up with, bring your instruments to make something special, make some beautiful music with your instruments. What do you reckon Bevo's got cooking for Saturday?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. He's done some really good things throughout the final series. You know, obviously Brisbane, there was a good Brisbane one actually where he, you know, he referenced them taking our spot, so we're going to take back the mantle off them. So it was nice to... It was actually... He's so good at that kind of stuff. Like, he finds a way to get everyone on the same page and obviously being a great coach, but then relating off-field as well. So he's... I'm looking forward to seeing what he brings, and I'm sure it'll get everyone on the same page and fight up for the big one.
Well, I've got a theory. You mightn't need too much help, but he might be able to bring it together and just harness all that energy in the one direction on Saturday, because he's, as you say, he's got an unbelievable knack of doing it. It's a great weekend of footy. Clearly, it's the best one of the year with the grand final and the Premiership Cup being awarded to the best team, Josh. And I'm sure for your sake and for Bulldogs fans' sake, they're hoping it is the mighty Western Bulldogs on Saturday night at Optus Stadium. Good luck to you, mate. We really appreciate your time. Can't wait to see you in action on Saturday night.
No worries at all. All right. Thanks, mate.